Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Tuesday, wonderful morning, July 16th, 2024. God has a word for you on this sunrise today. It is coming from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. God planned long ago to choose you and make you his holy people, which is the Spirit's work. God wanted you to obey him and to be clean by the blood sacrificed by Jesus Christ. I pray that you will enjoy more and more of God's grace and peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen. And for today's topic, I wanted to get down into your soul, reaching past your mind and your emotions and even your brain, down into your soul today. The message is entitled, Beating the Blues. We're going to beat the blues today. This message did not become clear to me until 6:51 a.m., even though sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. My question is, why can't many people be happy when other people achieve? I was reading a blog on this morning where a couple had just bought their very first home. And many of the comments, to my surprise, was, how did they do that? How can they afford that? She has three children. What does her husband do? Well, my friend, the reason why they can say those things is because they themselves are singing the blues. As we look at scripture today, the triune God designed protection for all of us, even when we wake up each and every day. He gives us the helmet of salvation as a protection against those so-called mood swings that start early in the morning and go throughout the day. See, morning depression, from a medical perspective, is a condition that can cause you to experience more extreme mood swings than at other times, including waking up feeling happy, and then it's a spiral downward. It can be caused by disruptive circadian rhythms or body clocks, which regulate mood, energy, and other bodily functions. Let me turn this down just a little bit. I think that's a little better. Yes. Also, hormonal changes throughout the day can also affect your circadian rhythm. For example, when it gets dark, do you know that the body produces more melatonin, a hormone that makes people sleepy? Well, anyway, let's get back to the scripture. After reading this passage that I read earlier, my self-worth, I realized that my self-worth just went up to another level. Today, I feel blessed to be alive. I feel blessed to be coherent. I feel blessed to have independent living. I feel blessed and I'm feeling filled with purpose. And as much as I don't really want to do the things that I'm responsible for, I'm also reminded of the gospel according to Luke chapter 12, verse 48. To whom much is given, much is required. See, Jesus said that to us of over 2,000 years ago, long before we came about. It's important wisdom, and it reminds us, or it reminds me, that I am held responsible for what I have. Do you know that you're held responsible for what you have? I am being blessed with talent. I'm blessed with wealth. I'm blessed with knowledge. I'm blessed with time and the alike. So it is expected that I benefit others with that blessing. Interesting. Jesus spoke these words as a punchline in his teachings. So examine as you go through the parables. If you decide you want to go back and look at it more closely, you will see what Jesus was talking about. If this becomes a day where your emotions are sort of bland and idle-spirited, then I want you to turn your mind heaven-bound. I think we who are married place too much attention on our spouses who are always working or maybe studying a lot and not having enough time for us. We ourselves should be going to the Lord because he has given us so much to do. Even though this may not be the case for many people. Also, with this message, yesterday I was quite busy with my patients all day long. So as I prepare for today, I again will turn my attention heaven bound, and I'm inviting you today to turn your attention heaven bound when things are coming at you and making you feel low in spirit. Turn your mind heaven bound. It is God's desire to give me a choice to decide which way I want to go. Do I want to take the high road, or do I want to take the low road? Turn your attention heaven bound today. I can choose to walk with him and love him on earth or not. Turn your attention today heaven bound to beat that mental depression. My self-worth is in the triune God. He wants me just like he wants you. He loves me just like he loves you before time began. He chose me and to give me hope, and he did the same for you. He chose me to represent him in holiness and in truth. Holiness is not about what you wear. It is an inside job. Throughout scripture, God's work of predestination was done according to the purpose of his will. It was done in accordance to his purpose, indicating that choosing me and choosing you was something in which God delighted over 2,000 years ago. And it was done in accordance with his will. God has a definite plan and redemption purpose for adoption, wayward sinners like you and me, into his family. Yes, you are a wayward sinner, but don't sweat it out, because God has a plan for you to come out. God's plan was set forth in his son, Jesus Christ. He was intimately involved with the Father in planning redemption. Christ came for me. He came for you. The Holy Spirit is here with me right now. The Holy Spirit is with you right now. My help, just like yours, comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and on earth. That is what the scripture says in Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. This expresses my confidence in God as my sole source of help, and to stay encouraged during a potentially dangerous journey, such as on yesterday when I time to want to try to call my husband, but I was busy and so was he. Satan likes to play head games on you today. Satan likes to play head games on you today. Satan likes to play head games on you today. But don't sweat it out, because God had a remedy for that over 2,000 years ago. It's found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 17, when he says that he gives us the helmet of salvation to protect your mind. So when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling refreshed, and then all of a sudden it starts spiraling down, you need to get with the Lord and get that protection, the helmet of salvation. Salvation comes in many forms, depending upon whatever is going on in your life. That's your salvation that you need for that moment. Ask God to protect your mind. Thank God for protecting your mind. Praise God for protecting your mind. Put on your helmet of salvation. The triune God has you. He has me today, just like he has everyone else. Let's stay on purpose. You can't stay on purpose because you're going through a spiraling down process to keep you off of your game, so you cannot live your purpose. So when it gets to the end of your life in that stage, you're questioning reconciliation for you because you feel like you didn't live your purpose. You did not live your purpose, possibly because you were beat down, struck down, broke down, and didn't realize or you didn't have the knowledge to put on the helmet of salvation. You cannot go through this world without God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All things are from the Lord. So God will give you what you need. Today is a great day. Today is a blessed day. Today is a chosen day. And as we close in prayer, Lord, triune God, thank you for granting me peace of mind and calming my troubled heart. My soul is like a turbulent sea. I can't seem to find my balance, so I stumble and worry constantly. Give me today the strength and the clarity of mind to find my purpose and walk the path you laid out for me over 2,000 years ago. So that is my message for today, to help you beat the blues whenever it comes. To God be the glory, Ogunifa Oluwa Almadi Labari Selah. And then until next time, be encouraged. Share this message with someone, because you never know what people are going through, and they don't either. Amen.